Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa. You are back in the limelight. We are back today with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. You know how I love to bring entrepreneurs so that they can tell you all about their ups, their downs, their ins, their outs, their crowning moments and their glories. Before we do that, I do want to remind you, please, to like, to share, subscribe, tell everybody you know, because we've got some really great interviews, great guests, and I love for everybody to know and to learn from them as much as possible. You are going to want to also follow Inspired News Radio. That is where the podcast of this interview will be. You'll be able to hear if you ask. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt podcast in Inspired News Radio. They take care of that for me, and I thank them every time. You will be able to see it, hear it on Apple. Is it Apple now? Yeah, Apple and Google Play and Stitcher. Yes. Yes. And Stitcher. Okay. All right, everybody. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in a lady that, she took care of a very, very, very common problem and one that personally drives me crazy. So I'm going to bring her on now. Her name is Annette Crone. Hey, girlfriend. There she is.
Good morning.
Hi. Girls and guys took care of a problem that, as I said, just drives me crazy. And it is the static when you brush your hair and the static and the hair. And then you got to, try to find a million different ways. And then there was this really cool idea people thought was a great idea. And they go and they get there. You know, what was it? The dryer sheet, Annette? How did that work?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And they took the dryer sheet and that would help with the static, right? But you came up with a better idea. Tell us about that.
So this was my $1 million moment. You know how they say that everybody has a $1 million idea and usually we don't run with it. So I always have had a problem with static. I travel to the Midwest a lot. So when I was always back in Cincinnati, I asked my staff, what do you do with all the static? And they said that the simple thing to do was to run a dryer sheet through your hair. So I started out doing that. And then I thought, well, this is kind of a pain. I always have to make sure I have one. So I started stacking them on my brush. And then I started doing some research and I realized that there are dryer sheets and obviously there are hair brushes, but nobody put the hair sheet onto the brush. So I just thought, well, let's see, you go out to buy something and you can't find it. And you have that moment where you think, I should do something about this. So I contacted a patent attorney because I knew I wanted to have a patent on this and, met with chemists to come up with a solution that was healthy for your hair because dryer sheets aren't healthy for your hair. So that was how it just kind of all got started, like almost 5 years ago. So it takes time. It was just something that I decided to move forward with. It was worth it. And, many times throughout the process, I thought, what the heck am I doing? And
so tell me about those moments. Were there moments that you sort of went, okay, what the heck am I doing? Does this even make sense? Are people even going to like it? Or is it just kind of a thing that I'm going to take a picture of this and bring it up? But you go ahead while we're talking, because I really want people to see what we're talking about. But you go ahead and tell us about the moments that, you know, you kind of scratch your head and going, gee, I don't know, is this really even going to work?
It wasn't so much that I was worried, was it going to work? I was adamant that I wanted to manufacture in the US. And so you start that process of calling manufacturers and you're a no name, you know? So
right.
You just get hung up on a lot. And then I would think, okay, right. Is this worth it? Is this worth it? And all along, I kept getting these signals that yes, it was worth it. So kept me going. And I
had, there's a picture.
There's a picture of it. So
there's a picture of it. The actual anti-static sheet lives the brush. And as you're brushing your hair, this is taking away that static cling so that you don't have that issue anymore. And winters are always the worst, aren't they?
It is. So just small things along the way kept me going. And then you find a manufacturer. And then I was fortunate enough that friend of mine had said that they knew somebody that was retiring from L'Oreal. He was a president of L'Oreal for 30 years, Pat Parenti.
Right.
And they said, you're retiring, you should give him a call. So gave him a call and he was interested. And I thought, okay, well, if, you know, Pat is interested, there must be something to it. So
when did the company launch?
The company launched basically in January of 2016.
Fantastic.
So the company launched it's been a long process and I have to realize that I certainly understand why people start something and have an idea and stop. It is extremely expensive. There are ups and a lot of downs. Now there are far more ups than there are downs. And you have to believe in yourself and you have to believe in what you're doing. And you have to believe that that everybody that started something didn't know what they were doing either in the beginning.
Right.
Because I think that's the thing that you have to keep reminding yourself is that I can do this and there's answers out there and I can find, I'm not expected to know everything. And I think that's one of the great points.
That is a great point. I'm not expected to know everything because even the patent process is daunting in and of itself. I went down that path many years ago. I started to go down that path. And when I saw the money that was going into the legalities of it all, I stopped. I stopped and you didn't. And that's really, really telling. If you're that convinced about this. So you're now out on the market.
We will be out on the market. Actually, we are launching mid-April.
Awesome.
So we've gone through all of the testing and I've got all my manufacturing. I was able to find manufacturing in the U.S. 90% of it is being manufactured less than 2 miles from my home, which was really important to me I keep the money in my own community. And it's not easy to find manufacturing in the U.S. when you're not a large company.
Exactly.
But I was able to stick true to my word, what I wanted for myself, and that was to manufacture in the U.S.
Now, the website where they can go and buy is called forbabs.com, correct?
Forbabs.com, and we are launching a new website actually this coming week. So.
And why did you call it Why Babs? I know why, but I want you to tell everybody why.
Yeah, for Babs, it was a tribute to my mother. So my mother's name was Barbara and her girlfriends called her Babs. And I had just told her, we were talking and I said, you know, Mom, if I ever start another company, I'm going to name it for Babs. A cousin of mine has a raw chocolate company and he named it Fortina after his grandmother, which is my mom's sister. And I just thought, I'm going to name it for Babs. And then lo and behold, you know, that was many years ago that I said that. And then lo and behold, I saw this company and I thought, you know, as a tribute to my mom who always gave me the confidence to know I can do whatever I want to do.
Right.
The name of the company is for Babs. And I have had people say, you know, you might have to change that name. And I'm like, no, you know, actually, I'm not going to change the name.
Right. That's great. I love that. It's such a warm tribute. The name of the brush itself is X-Static, correct?
Ecstatic is the name of the brush.
Annette-Static. Okay, just so we're really clear. Again, you can get that Annette's website. It is for Babs.com. The brushes are there. They're beautiful. And they're interchangeable, I see. Every how often do you suggest that somebody changes out the head?
Each brush head comes pre-populated with 12 sheets. So on days where I have a lot of static, it probably lasts me about 3 days. But then there are times that it's so easy to clean your brush that it would have lasted longer, but I just rip it off because it's so easy to always have a clean brush. It gets rid of the dust and the oils that you have in your hair. I find that, I go through it a little more often. But it just depends. There are days that I have, when I have really heavy static, I even like take it out of the brush and just use the pad with the sheet. And if you have static in your clothes and you don't happen to have anything, you can take a sheet off and you can rub it on your clothes and it will.
You decided that you were going to go down the path for the brush for animals as well.
For it's animals.
It's called fur bag.
That is for de-shedding and deodorizing. It's not going to be for static, and we are working now. I'm working with a chemist now to come up with that solution, and it will be so that you can deodorize and de-shed at the same time, because I don't know, I have a little dog and she doesn't like to sit still to have two different things done, right? To de-shed and try to deodorize her. So this way be able to extend your grooming session. So we're starting with the small dog market. I'm excited about that. And everybody seems to be really excited about the pet.
Again, we go back to the process of it, not the idea. When you had the idea and the passion and I'm going to say that this almost certainty, that feeling is no, it's right.
Yeah. And I think the advantage is you don't know what you're getting yourself into when you start. When I started, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I have a high confidence in myself that I can do anything I put my mind to.
Isn't there a point of no return at a certain point where maybe you're kind of right there to say, well, I could stop right now and I'd still be all right. It would still be okay, but you just keep moving on.
Many times I would tell my husband, who has just been a godsend, he's been supporting me all the way. And I would just like kind of be like, I don't think I can do it anymore. I have a day job that I've been in a career in sales and marketing for 32 years at the same company. I'm like, I just don't think I can do this anymore. And he would say, okay, so how are you going to feel if you quit now? How are you going to feel? And it would be like, you know what? Okay, I'm not ready. And then just about the time, how they say that right about the time that you want to quit is the time where things are going to turn around. And I had gotten to that point and I had decided that if I was getting a loan through the SBA, which has been fabulous for any new entrepreneurs out there. The process for me was wonderful and they have been absolutely wonderful. And I thought if I doesn't come through, I think that's it. And the next day it came through just like that.
At this point, I do want to stop and say to everyone that this interview was taped before the coronavirus and just at that moment when SBA was starting to step in for small businesses.
It was way before that. That was last year. But let me tell you that the SBA through all of this has been incredible for people wanting to get new loans, and for those of us that have loans, unbelievable.
Okay, so now you're going to market. Exciting stuff. I'm really thrilled for you. What's next? Is there something else brewing in the back of your head?
I have different ideas to put different things on the fabric. So dry shampoo is a huge seller, and solves a problem. So to be able to, instead of carry spray. This really came about because I traveled so much and it was like, you can't carry that many liquids and stuff. So I wanted to just kind of to streamline my packing and what I carry. And so with the dry shampoo, we've been in some testing phases for dry shampoo. There's keratin, there's some fun things. that I'm looking forward to that I won't bring up yet because okay. They're still too new. So I'm always on the lookout for different things that right. I can use this you know, hairbrush treatment delivery system for. So got lots and lots of ideas. My team always tells me, okay, Annette, slow down. Let's get the first one out. And I'm like already like writing business plans for, you know,
additional products. Okay, exactly. And that right there is a sign of the true entrepreneur and a successful entrepreneur, because they're always on to the next thing before the last thing has actually really come to fruition. Right. So that's very exciting for you. You must be really, I'm going to go with proud of yourself for hanging in there and your stick-to-itiveness and just, you know, making it happen. And not only, but really filling a need, you know, it's perfect. You know, perfect example of, I found the problem, I created a solution.
Yes, yes. I think that's one of the main differences when people will say, well, you know, do you think it's a good idea? Because why didn't a brush company or why didn't a beauty, you know, company that made hair sheets think of this? And I was like, well, because I wasn't sitting around thinking, how can I make money? I had a problem and I found a solution. And it's never been about how much money can I make. It was just, I had this problem and nobody had a solution for it that worked for me and was easy and convenient. So,
especially for us gals, you would go back to the traveling, we are all traveling a lot. And I know from experience, it matter where I go in the world, if I'm in a hotel or even someone else is kind enough to take me in as a guest in their home, the water all around the world is different. And it's going to interact differently with the shampoo that you've brought along, along with the conditioner you brought up. Water is different. The hardness levels are different. It's just different all the way around. And then add to that all the four different seasons, which make your hair and, you know, the ions in the air and all that, it reacts differently. So it, you know, the chances of finding static are pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to be sending me one. And thank you so much for that, because when I'll let you know how much I love it when I try it, because I can't wait. I'm so excited to try it. We are at the end of this interview, everybody. We've been speaking to Annette Crone, and you're going to want to go over to fourbabs.com. Take a look at the hairbrush. Get yourself one or two or three. These make fabulous gifts too, by the way, just letting you know. And we're going to let everyone know how else they might find you. Can they find you on social?
Yes, they can find me on social on IG at @4babs_brushes. You can find me on Facebook at @my4babs. And you can find me on Twitter at @4babsbrushes.
Annette, we wish you continued success here in the limelight, everybody. Thanks for coming on. Everybody, you know what to do. Go like, share, and subscribe. And we'll be talking to you on the next edition of In the Limelight with Clarissa.
Thank you very much, Clarissa. It's been a joy.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Annette. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa. And if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car. And I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book.
book, Satisfy Your Passion for Italian Food Without Gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket, you can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at inspirednewsradio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, inspirednewsradio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com. In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, StoreMade, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.